to talk about what was a brilliant O&M Grand Final with a fantastic result for the league. Chris Mitchell from Nine News, Border North East. Morning, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Now, we're saying brilliant result for the league, and fair enough it was. I'm sure there are a lot of Albury Tigers supporters and players who aren't actually in agreeance with that and might not be real happy about that this morning, but a brilliant game, really.
Yeah, it was a great game, and for a neutral supporter, it was probably the great result, but for all the Tigers fans, they probably felt the world was against them.
Well, true, but I tell you what, okay, here's the bottom line. 6,000 people turned up on a beautiful Saturday. We could be getting 10,000 to an O&M grand final.
Should.
The crowd was so low, and I just think it was just because people expected Albury to win. And even Albury supporters, as much as they would love it, would be like, oh, well, this is like our seventh grand final or something in a row.
Yeah, it was nine in a row.
I mean,
they were going for four flags in a row too. Yeah. So
the league needed it, don't you think?
Definitely, this result. Hopefully it revitalises the whole competition, because you need to turn up each week knowing, well, not knowing who's going to win, because you don't want to know.
Oh, and for the players too, such a psychological thing, being at a high level of sport, you know, and going into a game against a team like the Tigers, who were essentially unbeaten, I think once they got beaten throughout the whole season, must be quite difficult to overcome that feeling of it being a foregone conclusion as the opposition team. So
yeah,
it'll
true.
Be very hard for them to every week, you know, front up and go, oh, well, we're going to play the Tigers. I wonder how that's going to go.
For many clubs, I think that would be the feeling, but I don't think that was the case with Wangaratta.
No, clearly
having
not.
Having said that, every team loves to be the underdog, and they were certainly the underdog, but I think people who had seen them play during the year didn't think they were without a chance of winning.
Yep.
And the start that they got, I mean, I think they got 7 or 8 goals in the first quarter,
four
to Michael Newton. So, I mean, the game needed that, and they probably needed that to win, because Albury got within 8 points in the last quarter when Joel Mackey ran into almost an open goal and sprayed it, and it would have been a couple of points in it with a few minutes to go, but the Magpies held on. They deserved to win. It was a great game of footy.
And what a great way for the, is it the Porter brothers, two brothers that play for the Magpies, what a great way for them to end their playing career.
Yeah, Judd and Dane, terrific fellows too. Yep. And their parents, Lynn and Noel, are fantastic Magpie supporters, and they've been through the highs and lows of winning premierships and finishing down the bottom as well. So the town was certainly rocking on Saturday night. And I think that's
sure
the other question.
It still would be.
Oh, I'm sure it is, and I'm sure there's a few sore heads today. But, you know, there was sort of unsung heroes throughout the whole team. You know, Dylan Van Berlo, who was he did his hamstring earlier in the year. He was fantastic at centre-half back and was rarely beaten. You had Ben Spate, you had Dane Porter, Judd Porter, little Matt Kelly, the bald-headed hero, we call him.
Who hopefully we're going to be talking to tomorrow, hopefully.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, we've
got to get in.
He was amazing,
He was amazing. He was everywhere. Yeah, it was a great story, and built on the back of that 7-goal first term and Michael Newton 8 goals.
Well, there was big doubts whether he was going to play in the first place, and I went down to training on Thursday night. He wasn't moving very quickly. And I don't know how fit he was. I'm sure he was probably helped a little bit by the medicos to get up for the game. But he put in one for the ages, and deserving Did Simpson medal winner.
Yeah, and the occasion makes people have superhuman strength, I think, at times.
Oh, definitely, and it was a big occasion.
So. All right, we're running out of time, but netball, we're going to talk netball. I was up there watching the game. It was tight. It was low scoring. Last couple of minutes with Yarrawonga in front by 2 or 3. Sky Hillier did her knee.
Oh, which just makes me feel sick in the stomach. It's just horrible.
Were you watching?
Oh, I didn't see that moment, but I know about it, and I saw her being wheeled in the ambulance afterwards.
Poor
and it was
Sky.
Horrible for Sky and
awful.
Horrible for Lavington to finish the game like that. And
everyone you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah, I know. And she was in a lot of pain too, I heard. So you don't want to take away the win for Yarrawonga, deserving one in their 11th straight grand final, but bad luck to Sky and
one
the Panthers.
1 point.
I know, and they hadn't lost a game all season, so very, very heartbreaking for Lavington.
Yeah, and of course we talk to Sarah Sonnini every week, and we feel for her, and well done, like you said, to Yarrawonga, but it would have been a good result to see Lavi get over the line. Overall, it was fantastic, and well done to all the other teams playing as well, and all the combatants on what was a fantastic grand final.
Absolutely, and they put so much in. Shout out to Sarah. got to say good morning to you, Sarah. You're probably sleeping now, but yeah, hard work for everyone concerned because they put in so much, don't they?
Oh, and they get the netballers are fantastic. They're amazing athletes, and the performance they put up each week is just incredible. So a lot of people watch the footy, but a lot of people are starting to watch and take notice of the netballers as well, which is good.
So all up, a great result. It was a fantastic grand final. Hopefully the crowds will build now with Wangaratta winning, and maybe it's not going to be as predictable in the years ahead. That's what we hope. We want that type of competition.
Well, I do think the crowd was probably hurt a little bit by the early AFL game. So a 4:40 start for the AFL was absolutely ridiculous. Mm. And anyone who watches country footy or suburban footy, if they wanted to watch it and watch the AFL game, they couldn't do both. So they had to pick one or the other. Mm. And it was just ridiculous scheduling from the AFL.
Might be going back to a Sunday in the years to come. I was reading that this morning.
Yeah, they haven't ruled it out. So, I mean, I'm personally a fan of a Saturday game, but not when an AFL game's on at 4:40. So that should have been a 7:50 game. But anyway, it may have affected the crowd, or Albury playing a 9 straight might have affected as well. But we'll never know.
Anyway, it's a great day, and well done to Wangaratta and to Yarrawonga as well. Mate, we're well and truly out of time. Tonight you will be covering it, of course, in its entirety with all the stories and the post-game stuff and information.
If you're ever going to watch sport on a Monday night, this is the one to watch. It's going to be huge.